In this world in which we live, people have so much to give, and they'd like to give it to you in a song that they recorded at their house, with backing vocals by their spouse, and they think the whole world just might sing along. Shopping it around, it's in the record store downtown, and they're hoping for a boutique label deal,
maybe around her.
When they learn you write songs too, they will swap CDs with you and explain their 12-point plan to keep it real. Everybody's got a record they would like to sell, and they'll tell you about it. There's an awful lot to tell. It was recorded in the basement, so it's high fidelity. Everybody's got a record. Welcome to musical democracy. Some guy at the airport asked me what I do. I told him I made records, and I quickly added, I know you do too. He said that his wasn't out yet, but if I take a look while I'm waiting for his record, I might like to buy his book. Everybody's got a record they would like to sell. It's getting airplay in Poughkeepsie and Schenectady as well. It was recorded in the bathroom. If you listen close, you can hear the leak. Now, if you ain't got a record yet, you must be some kind of freak. I have a friend who made a record. Yeah, he recorded sounds. Mastered microphones and outboard gear. He was the finest in this town, but now he's out of the business. And he's scanning kidneys, livers, spleens, cause one sound won't pay your bills. It's on to ultrasound, you see. That's a true story. Scoff when I say I'm selling CDs. They'll say, money. We sell our CDs too. Everybody's got a record, buddy. What's so special about you? Everybody's got a record they would like to sell. And they'll tell you about it till you wonder if you've died and gone to hell. It was recorded in Nashville, so you know that wasn't cheap. Everybody's got a record right this way. You can throw